Black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. The Americans, they're big and crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really isn't upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network. And now here's your host.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. You're listening to Black Helicopter News, and this is a special Sunday edition. And on Sunday editions of the podcast, we're going to talk about spiritual stuff. We're going to talk about soul-enriching stuff and how the New World Order is trying to destroy that. To the atheists that say there's no religion, maybe. But if so, then why does the elite, why do the Illuminati worship false idols? So, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about for this edition of the podcast. I wasn't even going to podcast today, and I was talking about I should take Sunday off because of God. But New World Order isn't taking Sunday off. They're still assaulting our civil liberties. They're assaulting our spiritual safe haven. They're attacking our hearts, our minds, our bodies, our souls. In every fashion, it's a 360 assault. They're taking GMOs and giving them to us. And fluoride in the water. And glyphosate. All this crazy type of chemicals. It's okay to go in the waters. Same stuff that makes the frogs gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But this is today your spiritual lesson for me. Minister Zen, thank you for that name. I was dubbed Minister Zen by friend of the show, Diane Olson, so this was pretty cool. So, this is a pilot episode. If I'm going to do Sunday episodes, I could do this religious episode. I'm talking to you guys. I think it's okay, you know? It's something you should probably look at in your life once in a while as you get older. We're indoctrinated with it as a kid. And then when we get older, sometimes we drift away. Sometimes when you get a family, then you go back. Do you want to be spiritually inclined or don't you? You'll have a lot more peace and happiness. Trust me, folks. Spirituality, something that you can let yourself go to sleep at night and rest assured. You can look yourself in a mirror. This is a spiritual aspect of life that they keep having. See, you know what they do? They separate church and state like it's so bad. What's so bad about separating church and state? That's why there's so much corruption and immoral greed and disgusting people taking charge, psychopaths, sociopaths, taking charge of our government, and controlling it, and now Trump has manifested into his presidency. I'm just saying. So have we morally decayed? What has Jesus taught us in the Bible? Tell me about it. You tell me. I know it's, no, you tell me. What has Jesus taught us in the Bible? Huh? The Bible, I'll tell you what. To love our neighbor. What does that mean? What does that mean, to love our neighbor? Love our neighbor means to have goodwill towards any interaction with your fellow man, your fellow brother. We are a civilization. We were created in God's image. Believe it or not, we were created in Christ's image. And He loves us. He loves us. I believe he was a true character. And he cared for us. And he died for our sins. He was a great man. He was a wonderful man. I love him. I owe my life to Jesus Christ. Look, here's the deal. I'm trying to bring you some spirituality and some positivity to degenerates and basement dwellers that live with hate in your hearts, that may be fans of mine. Look, we have to get past the divisions. We gotta get past the building the walls. We gotta get past the clash of ideologies, the clash of religions, the existential crisis. We have to stop, folks. When I say we have to unite, I don't mean we have to unite under world government. What I'm saying is that there is one God according to every religion. So, if that's the case, and it is, therefore, there should be everlasting peace. There should not be a competition to convert the most followers, and it should not be a popularity contest. It should be people worshiping faith, however they please. And that's what they said you could have in this country, United States. Freedom of religion. I'm trying to deliver a sermon to you guys today. And a lot of people just don't get it. They're just greedy, selfish individuals. And they make me sick to my stomach. These are people that worship the dollar. I don't care if I have a single dollar, because I just want to have enough to live moderately humble and comfortable. Okay? That's enough for me, because I'm fulfilling a lot of needs by podcasting, by having creative outlets, by dropping mixtapes. So if everyone could harness their abilities precisely, then we could get somewhere with civilization, such as going to the stars and beyond. This is basically what the Bible tells us to love your neighbor. Does this mean? This means to be a man of peace and a diplomat with your neighbor, with your fellow citizen of the world, with your fellow citizen of the universe. Do you think if there was an extraterrestrial biological entity that Jesus would want us to be enemies? No, he would want us to be brothers. And that's what we are, cosmic brothers. We are gifted cosmic brothers. They are on a different plane. They are coming into our reality. And they're here, and they're coming here, and we will find out. Because the Lord says, everything shall come to light. And wasn't it him who said, let there be light? I would believe him, because I've got a book, and that book tells me that God's real. And this is the sermon for today, and I want you to know, to love your neighbor, to love your fellow humanoid. This means no war. This means peace, prosperity, longevity. Okay, folks, this is your Sunday sermon. We're gonna end it right here. This is a special bonus edition. So love your neighbor.